Syria's foreign ministry has urged the United Nations to condemn U.S.-led airstrikes on Thursday, which it says left 45 civilians dead and 50 injured. In a letter sent to the UN, Syria compared the bombings to atrocities committed by Islamic State. The raids on a town held by ISIL came less than 2 weeks after another coalition airstrike is said to have killed dozens of civilians. Here's Guyane Chichikan.
U.S. Central Command said late on Thursday it had, I'm quoting here, initiated an assessment following internal operational reporting that a strike today near Palm Beach, Syria, may have resulted in civilian casualties, end quote. Again, this is U.S. reaction to the latest strike on Thursday. On Wednesday, the U.S. said there was sufficient credible evidence of civilian deaths in another strike, which the U.S. carried out last Monday, also near the city of Palm Beach. It reportedly killed dozens. So the U.S. is now investigating civilian casualties in a number of U.S. strikes in Syria that happened in less than 2 weeks. Last week, when I asked the State Department whether the U.S. thought the strike in Palm Beach last Monday was a mistake, State Department's John Kirby seemed visibly irritated with my question.
The U.S. strike that reportedly killed around 20 civilians in the ISIL-held city of Palm Beach in Syria, was it a mistake on Monday?
That's another great accusatory question you've asked here. No other military works as hard as ours. None. No other military in the world to prevent civilian casualties. And when they happen, again, I'll say it again because apparently it didn't sink in the first time. When it happens, we investigate it fully and completely. And then we're transparent about it. And then we take the lessons learned and we try to prevent it from happening again. Just to be clear, one is one too many.
While State Department's John Kirby says the U.S. views one civilian casualty as too many, we see reports from Syria saying U.S. strikes killed dozens. The U.S. acknowledges that the strikes happened. It is now assessing how many civilians it estimates may have died in those strikes.